At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of The Dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. This is episode F226, and this is one of those funny episodes where there's not a whole lot of words, but there's a whole lot of definitions. Hopefully they're interesting. We shall find out. All right, the first word is the word from. This is the only form of from, F-R-O-M. It is, at the bottom of this page, it is a preposition from before the 12th century. A word, it's just another one of those words that just is very simple and concise, and we use it all the time, and it's a very important word. Number 1A, because it's a preposition, doesn't have a real definition. This is used as a function word to indicate a starting point of a physical movement or a starting point in measuring or reckoning or in a statement of limits, as in the examples. Came here from the city. That was your starting point. The city was your starting point, and you came here to the rural farm. The city mouse and the farm mouse. Also is in a week from today. So again, it is not a physical movement starting point, but it is something in measuring, a measuring time, a week from today. And so today is the starting point of the time that we are measuring, which is 1 week. It's been 1 week. You can finish that lyric how you like. Also is in cost from $5 to $10. So there is a range of costs. That the statement of limits, that's the third part of this sort of definition-y thing. Cost from $5 to $10. What costs that range? Burgers. A lot of burgers are actually really expensive. Okay, now we got to move on to 1B. This is used as a function word to indicate the starting or focal point of an activity. How this is different from the 1A, I'm not so sure. We got an example. We got two examples even. They are. The first one is, called me from a payphone. So what is this function word to indicate the starting or focal point of an activity, a thing that we're doing. We're doing a little dance. That's our activity. No, the activity is using the payphone. No, there are no payphones anymore, though. Maybe you should update your example. Called me from a hotel phone? I don't know. So it is the focal point of that activity. So the payphone is that activity where it's happening, and so you are calling from that focal point. Also is in, ran a business from her home. Her home is the focal point. Maybe even the hearth of her home is the focal point where she's doing all of her business. She's sitting around the hearth making cards for people, drawing cards. That's a good business. I should get into that business. The card drawing business by the hearth. Now we have number 2. This is used as a function word to indicate physical separation or an act or condition of removal, abstention, exclusion, release, subtraction, or differentiation. As in the examples, protection from the sun, and also relief from anxiety. Oh, we would all love some relief from anxiety, but our political world in this country is not very good at helping us with that right now. No, it's causing more anxiety. I would like relief from anxiety, and also I would like protection from the sun. Oh, you gotta protect yourself from the sun. You gotta put on that sunscreen, even if you're gonna be out in the sun, or even if it's cloudy for 15 minutes, you just gotta put on that sunscreen. I'm pretty good about it. I'm not great. I could be doing it a little bit better. Especially people, if you're driving, you got that sun coming in on your left side. It's not good for you. Gotta sunscreen it up. But let's look back at the word from and what how it's being used in this context. It's from so many things. It's a function word to indicate physical separation or an act or condition of removing something, abstention, which is like absence, making something absent, excluding something, releasing something, subtracting something, differentiation, so different, showing the differences between different things. So protection from the sun, I am trying to make a physical barrier between my skin and the sun. And then relief from anxiety, I would like to exclude the anxiety from my mind. Ah! Number three, this is used as a function word to indicate the source, cause, agent, or basis. Where is this thing coming from? Okay, so the examples are, we conclude from this. I don't like that phrase. We conclude from this. Because of this thing, we are concluding. Now, we have made a conclusion because of that. So that was the cause or the source of where our conclusion came from. This. Also is in a call from my lawyer. Why was the lawyer calling me today? The source of the call is from inside the house. Why is my lawyer inside my house? Let's see. Also, inherited a love of music from his father. His father loved music very much, and then he loved the source of the music love was from the father. Yes. Let's see. I inherited, I guess what I'm doing is kind of what I inherited from my father. As I've probably spoken before, he was an actor. And so, you know, I saw him be that type of personality and do voices and act and host things and do a whole variety of things and speaking well. And I just sort of picked that up and I can't help it. So I have just chosen to put myself in front of a microphone and a camera because I have not to mention the fact that when I was a kid, there was always a camera in my face. So, hey, camera, my love for you comes from my father. And we have another example, worked hard from necessity. That's worded a little bit differently than I would like to word it. Worked hard from necessity. Well, he needed to work. Whoever this is, they needed to work hard. And so the source, the basis of the working hard was necessity. They needed to work hard. Because if they didn't, they would have no food on the table. All right, let's look at the etymology for this. Let's see, what else? Oh, by the way, you can pronounce it from. Some people also say fum with no R. This word comes from, there is a source of where this comes from. Old English from or fram, akin to the Old High German fram, which is an adverb. It means forth or away. So forth, away. Why did I re-say that? I don't know. Also from Old English faran, which means to go. And there's more at the word fare, F-A-R-E. So yes, I say this word a lot. This word comes from. There's a source, the source of youth, the fountain of youth, yep, that's that. Yeah, it can be used in so many different ways. I'm not even going to re-say them because it's too much. I can't handle it. All right, my sound effect is going to be a little bit different today. I'm going to blow air over the top of this jug that I need to take to the recycling. But I thought, you know what? I can use it for a sound effect. And even as I'm talking near it, I feel vibrations with my fingers. Ooh, makes a good sound. So here we go. It's deeper than most times when you do that. There's no water, so if I tip it upside down, no water will come out. That's good. I can even play it as a drum from up on this side, which is the bottom side. All right, we'll keep that handy. So the next word is frond, F-R-O-N-D, noun from 1785. Number one, a large leaf, especially from a palm or fern. Usually with many divisions. This leaf has many divisions. That's what makes it a frond. A palm frond, a fern frond. I've definitely heard of a palm frond. Let's look up a picture of a palm. Boy, I lost my letters. Palm frond, because I want to see all these divisions. Oh, yes, this has many divisions. You know, there's like a main stem of the leaf, and then there's all these lots of little skinny leaves coming off of it. So it's one leaf, and it's a frond because it's divided up in lots of little ones. Is that what makes it a frond? Maybe we should look up a fern frond as well. Yep, very similar, but this one, it's more like it has one stem and leaves coming off of that, but those leaves are even like more subdivided, it looks like. They have a stem and then they have more subdivisions. Yeah, so those are fronds. Why are we calling these fronds? Oh, you know what? Can't go there yet because I gotta go to number two. A thallus or thalloid shoot, as of a lichen or seaweed, resembling a leaf. So the seaweed or the lichen, they have these things on them, thalluses or thalloid shoots that resemble a leaf, so you call those fronds as well. Fronded is an adjective. I'm feeling so fronded today because I have leaves coming out of my ears. This word is Latin, from the Latin frons, and it means foliage. So that's really just all it is. The frond is foliage, but there's lots of foliage out there. And we don't call all of it fronds. We call them there's leaves and leaves. There's grass. I would call that foliage of some kind. Flowers maybe even fit into the foliage category. Also, needles, like on a fir tree, the needles might also be foliage. But frond is specifically what we just talked about. All right. Sound effect. Gotta bring this thing over here. Next is frondeur. This is obviously very French. F-R-O-N-D-E-U-R. Frondeur. Noun from 1798. The synonyms are rebel, or would it be rebel? It'd be rebel, because it's a noun. Rebel and malcontent. Oh, you're being such a rebel and a malcontent and a frondeur. So we need to now discuss why this word is this word. Why does it mean rebel and malcontent? It is clearly French. It literally means slinger. Also, it says, I shall read it to you, participant in a 17th century revolt in which the rebels were compared to schoolboys using slings only when the teacher was not looking. Wow, I feel like we got a lot of information there that doesn't seem like it matches. A participant, so a slinger, a frondeur is a slinger, because they were a participant in the revolt the rebels were compared to, that's what it is, the rebels were compared to schoolboys because they were using slings. Well, the schoolboys are using slings. Is that a slingshot? When the teacher was not looking, but so were the rebels in the revolt also using slings and or slingshots? So that's why they were compared to the schoolboys? I feel like there we should put a link. All of me and my personalities. We should put a link in the show notes for Franjur. If somebody is calling you a Franjur, they are...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
But that means that you're a bit of a rebel. Maybe the people who start the revolt in America can be called Franjurs. Frondur? I don't know how to pronounce it properly. I hope I'm saying it fine. Ooh, there's a little bit of a high-pitched part in there, too. Next word is front. And this will be our last word in this episode, and we have three forms, so it's going to take up a good chunk of time. So the first form of front is a noun from the 13th century. Number 1A, the synonym is forehead, because it is on the front of your head, the front of your face. It is the forepart of your head, and I have quite a large front. But also, the whole face is the front. When are you saying front when you're talking about a face or a forehead? Look at that front. Oh, what a beautiful front you have. I want to squeeze your cheeks. Those are on the back. Now, 1B is external and often feigned appearance, especially in the face of danger or adversity. And I don't really know how to use this in a sentence, but I do see the word face in there. You're in the face of danger. So the danger is in your front. You are facing it front-wise. External and often feigned appearance in the face of adversity, of danger or adversity. You're putting your front, it's your front. I don't know. 2A1, the synonym is vanguard. Not entirely sure what that means, but I've heard it. 2A2, it is a line of battle. So yeah, the people in the battle, those army people, they're on fronts. Yeah, you hear them say there were what do they say when they're on the fronts? There was the front of the Western Front. Well, there's that. All Quiet on the Western Front is a book and a movie, and so it's the where the battle is happening. It's the front because it's in the beginning of the, it's where it's all happening. I don't know of another way to describe that. 2A3. This is a zone of conflict between armies. Well, now I'm thinking that all of these number two definitions are related to war, kind of. So vanguard, I feel like I should look that up. It must be related. It must be a war kind of battle thingy thing. Let's just do a quick little look up. This vanguard, scrolling through. Here we go. Vanguard. Oh, yes, I see troops. Yes, the front of where all the action is happening with the troopies. 2A3 was a zone of conflict between armies. Where are they conflicting? That's at the front. Now we have 2B1, a stand on an issue. So when you have an issue, there's an issue that you feel strongly about, like I feel strongly about animal rights, then my stand on that issue would be a front. I have a front about animal rights. Don't know how to use it in a sentence. The synonym there is policy. So what's my policy on animal rights? What's my front on animal rights? I have not heard it used that way. 2B2, an area of activity or interest, as in progress on the educational front. The area of the activity, where, what's happening, where's it happening, that's the front. It's just, it's kind of a vague concept, but it's not vague at all. It's just like, there's the stuff. The stuff is right there, that's the front. Because it's in the front of our minds, and it's in the front of the public interest. It's, you know, it's right there. It's not in the back, it's in the front. We got to think about it, we got to talk about it. 2B3, a movement linking divergent elements to achieve common objectives, especially a political coalition. A movement linking divergent elements to achieve common objectives. So there's a movement happening. There's people getting together because they want to make some change. And so maybe there's some people who, there's two groups of people who typically don't mix, they don't agree on certain things, but they agree on this thing. So they're going to get together and they're going to create a front, maybe like a front of a battle. You call it a front because it's all, again, it's all where all the activity is happening. Where the activity is happening. Number three, a side of a building, especially the side that contains the principal entrance. Yes. You're going to go into your house on the front. Sometimes people have doors that are on the side, but the front is on the other side. But you call the front door, it's the front door. Are we going to see front door? We got to, right? No, it's not in here. Oh, wait, maybe it is. There's a lot of front A things. Why am I looking up front door? No, it's not in here. But it's the door on the front of your house, the facade. The side of the house that is the front, not the back door, the front door. But sometimes the back door isn't even on the opposite side of the front door. It's on the side. Maybe the front door is there and the back door is there. And then what's over there? That's a different door. We call that the scary door. All right. Number 4A, the forward part or surface. The front of a thing. This is, what's the front of my hand? I mean, we say that's the back of the hand, when the not the palm. The palm, we say, I guess, is the front of the hand. But why? Is it because you do things when you go to smack somebody in the face, you're using probably the front of your hand. It's the action is happening on that side when you do things. This is the back. You know, you can't do things with the back of your hand. You can't grab things with that. You grab things on the front. I'm going to grab that banana later when I eat you. All right, next we have 4B1. The synonym is frontage, which will be in the next episode. 4B2, a beach promenade at a seaside resort. You call that the front, the thing on a seaside resort that's near the beach. You go and you can hang out there, maybe have a little party on the front. 4C, the synonym is the 1A definition for the word dicky, D-I-C-K-E-Y. Is that the thing that you wear, that kind of dicky? 1A for dicky. I think that thing is called a dicky. That's like a fake neck thing. Where's Dickie? Here's Dickie. 1A, any of various articles of clothing and a man's separate or detachable shirt front. That's what it is. Yep, it's like a fake shirt front that you just put under another shirt to look like you got a other shirt on. All right, so that was that one. Now we got 4D, the boundary between two dissimilar air masses. We got cold fronts, warm fronts. Do we got hot fronts? Freezing fronts? No, I don't think we have those. Cold fronts and warm fronts mostly is what I hear. And they have different, though clearly they have different temperatures, different densities. some of them are high in the air and some are down. And when the certain kind of front is coming in, it's going to affect everything. It's going to affect the humidity and other things, and maybe wind. And I can't remember all the details. It's too hard for me to remember those things. Number 5 is archaic. The synonym is beginning. The beginning of a thing, the start of a thing, the front of a thing. Why can't we say that? The front of a race? 6A1 is next. A position ahead of a person or of the foremost part of a thing. A position ahead of a person. So if you are in the race, there's somebody in front of you because they are in front of you because they are ahead of you. Or of the foremost part of a thing. A position ahead of the foremost part of a thing. My nose is in the front of my body. Number 6A2. This is used as a call by a hotel desk clerk in summoning a bellhop. They say front? Is that literally what they do? They'll say front, and then the bellhop comes running? Okay. I mean, I guess it's like, hey, front and center, come hither, come right now. I need you to carry these bags, please. Front. Interesting. 6B. It is a position of leadership or superiority. You call that the front position, the front job? I don't know how they use that. 7A. A person, group, or thing used to mask the identity or true character or activity of the actual controlling agent. Person, group, or thing. It's the front. It's the fake. It's not the real thing. It's just a front. We're putting on a front. Boy, this word sounds so silly. 7B. A person who serves as the nominal head or spokesman of an enterprise or group to lend it prestige. So maybe if you have a product, maybe a vodka, and you hire a famous person to market your vodka, maybe they would be the front person because it's giving it some prestige. They had nothing to do with making the vodka, but they are now the front of it. They're the face of it. Maybe they're even the forehead of it. All right, a couple of phrases. In front of means directly before or ahead of. What is in front of me? I have the book. I have the famous dictionary. I have a music stand. I have a camera on a stand. I have monitors. I have other bits and bobs. And I have a wall. Two walls, in fact, and a light. There's a light in front of me. Out front, that is another phrase, which means in the audience. Who's out front? Who is in the audience? To the people on stage, the audience is in front of them. They are out front, the front of the house. But to the audience, the stage, the people on the stage are in front of them. They're looking at each other, but they can't see each other because of that fourth wall. All right, now we can get to the etymology, which is nothing. It's from the Latin frons, and that's pretty much it. But also, we had the Latin frons in the frond word etymology, which meant foliage. So does the word front actually mean foliage? Do we need to look up? Do we need to translate Latin? And because that's interesting. That doesn't make sense. Did it actually come from foliage? Well, now here, frons, F-R-O-N-S, and that one is also F-R-O-N-S. The Latin word frons means forehead. So it actually makes more sense for this one than the frond meaning foliage. This is very complicated. All right, let's move on to the second form of front. Don't worry, it's a little bit shorter. This is a verb from 1523. Is it, okay, starting with intransitive. Number one, to have the front or principal side adjacent to something. Also, to have frontage on something, as in a 10-acre plot fronting on a lake. And that is a quote from Current Biog, which I think stands for biology, Current Biology. A 10-acre plot fronting on a lake. So it is, it's just on the edge of a lake. That's all it is. It's a front. Fronting, it's the action. The plot is fronting. It's doing a thing on a lake. Okay. Yes, it's when it's just next to something, it's fronting it. Number two, to serve as a front, as in fronting for special interests, or also fronting for the vodka product, because you're serving as the front. Now we have transitive, 1A. The synonym is confront, like, ooh, I'm going to confront you. When you don't believe me, you disagree with me about the animal rights, I shall confront you to say, this is science and facts and you are wrong. The example sentence is, went to the woods because I wished to front only the essential facts of life. That is a quote from H.D. Thoreau. I think that's Henry David Thoreau. Went to the woods because I wished to front only the essential facts of life. I wanted to confront them. What are the essential facts of life? What are you going to find the essential facts of life in the woods? What type of woods are these? What are the facts of life? I don't know that theme song well enough to sing it. You got the facts of life. Hey. All right, now we have 1B. To appear before, that is the definition. The example is, daily fronted him in some fresh splendor. And that is a quote from Alfred Tennyson. Daily fronted him in some fresh splendor. Daily, I feel like we're missing part of the sentence. Something appeared before him in some fresh splendor. Maybe they were fresh flowers that daily fronted him. Yep, kind of a funny way to use the word, in my opinion. 2A, to be in front of, as in a lawn fronting the house. I don't know if I have ever used this word as a verb. A lawn fronting the house, because it's in front of the house. 2B, to be the leader of, like a musical group, as in, appeared as a soloist and fronted bands. Now, maybe I have actually heard it used that way and have used it myself possibly that way. If you are in the leader of a band, you're fronting that band. I feel like there's a hair that I see out of the corner of my eye. What's going on with that hair? There's always hairs and fuzzes around. All right, now we have number three. To face toward or have frontage on, as in the house fronts the street. The front of the house is directly facing that street. Sometimes the front of the house faces another house. Yeah, whatever. All right, let's see. Number four, to supply a front to, as in fronted the building with bricks. You are supply a front to, fronted the building with bricks. You're supplying the bricks to the building so they can build the building? No, to make a front, because the building is made, there's the front of the building has a house, has a door. Boy, I feel like this episode is hurting my brain. Number 5A, to articulate a sound with the tongue farther forward. So you are fronting a sound when your tongue is farther forward. That I fronted the TH sound. Number 5B, to move a word or phrase to the beginning of a sentence. So you're fronting the word or phrase because you want to say it at the beginning of the sentence instead of the end of the sentence. So that's the way you can front a word. Number six, we're talking about basketball. And it is to play in front of rather than between the player and the basket. And the person that you are doing this with is an opposing player. So you are fronting the opposing player because you are playing in front of them rather than being between the player and the basket. But I guess it depends on what direction they're facing. I mean, so there's the player and the basket, and if you're in between them, then you're not fronting them. You're in front of, but if they're facing the basket, then you are in front of them and you're between them and the basket. I don't know how this works. Number seven. The synonym is the number seven definition for the word advance, as in fronted him the cash. Yes, this is another one that sounds familiar to me. Can you front me some cash? Listen, I'm working this job, but I need to get paid. I need some money before payday. So can you front me the cash and then you just don't pay me on payday? Front. Give it to me in front of the day that I'm supposed to get the money. All right. Well, that was all of that. And now we shall move on to the very last word of this episode. It is the third form of front. Adjective from 1600. Number 1A, of relating to or situated at the front. 1B, acting as a front, as in front company. A front company. Oh, this is maybe one of them fake things. One of the person or group thing used to mask the identity or true character of a thing. So it's a front company. My front company is hot dogs. 2. Articulated at or toward the front of the oral passage, as in front vowels. So this has to do with when your tongue is up in the front of your mouth, I guess. Front vowels. A, B, C. No, we're just the vowels. A, E, I, O, U. Well, you're not really using your tongue for sure. A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. What are front vowels? Number 3. Constituting the first 9 holes of an 18-hole golf course. Yeah, I'm just going to play the front 9 today. I'm feeling like I can only do that because my legs are tired. And then maybe tomorrow I'll play the back 9. That's what those cool golfers say. They use words like front and back to talk about the first and the last. I don't know why they don't just say the first 9 and the last 9. They say front and back. Front is also an adverb. And that is it for the word front. Well, these words were very fascinating and interesting and lots of uses and ways to use them. Okay, what did we have? We had from, frond, frondeur, front, front, front. And I shall pick frondeur, frondeur, one of those. I'm going to pick that as the word of the episode. And now I shall sing a song about a frondeur. The frondeur were slinging shots. Maybe David was a frondeur because he slingshotted Goliath. David was a frondeur. He was revolting against Goliath. This is not a song at all. I hate it. Frondeur, 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 frondeur. Frondeur, fronder, I don't know. I have gone into another realm of insanity. So now let's move on to a movie that I watched. Aha, the next movie that we watched was Ballerina. This is a John Wick world movie. And, I mean, if you like those, you're going to love this. It gets more into the world. You get some more information about how this world works a little bit. It's focused around this one woman, a young woman who is fighting like crazy. And of course, she is very impressive in all of the things that she is doing, both the character and the actress. But also, they never call her ballerina. In her training, she is a ballerina. She is dancing. That is part of her training, I guess. But it never came back, and they never call her a ballerina, I don't think. So it's a little funny of a title to me in that way. But yeah, it's super fun. I had all these comments, like, this happens often when I'm watching movies, but I have all these comments and questions and things going on in my head, so it's one of those movies that I would love to watch and comment as I'm watching it, and maybe B.B. Butters would want to comment on that. I think B.B. Butters would have a lot to say about that movie. It was so fun. All right, that's it for this episode. I talked a lot about nothing. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.